From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. One person died, many more injured when someone drove a car through a crowd of protesters at a white supremacist rally in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. Two others died when a state police helicopter crashed nearby, the chopper keeping an eye on the rally below. President Trump condemned the violence.
It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe declared a state of emergency to aid state response to the events in Charlottesville.
And I have a message to all the white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today. Our message is plain and simple. Go home. You are not wanted in this great commonwealth.
Saturday rally expected to draw 2,000 to 6,000 people. A lot of people were there, upset about the planned removal of a state statue commemorating Confederate Civil War General Robert E. Lee. Fighting has flared in South Sudan's northeastern Upper Nile state, despite government forces capturing a key rebel headquarters. The most recent violence took place over control of a town on the Ethiopian border, which had served as the rebels' main base since early 2014. A bomb exploded near a crowded market in the Pakistani city of Quetta, killing at least 15 people. Provincial Home Minister Safaraz Bukti recounts the attack.
A vehicle belonging to our security forces was targeted. According to the information we have received so far, there are around 15 casualties, people who have been martyred. Around 40 people are injured.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. At least 60 children have died in 48 hours due to a lack of oxygen in a government hospital in India's northern Gorakhpur state. The district there, speaking through an interpreter, the district magistrate Rajiv Ratella, said most of the deaths reported were in the neonatal and pediatric wards of the Baba Raghav Das Medical College.
The arrangement of liquid oxygen at the medical college was disrupted last night. We immediately contacted the principal of the medical college, who said the vendor who supplied the oxygen withdrew the supply owing to non-payment of a pending amount.
High-level magisterial probe has been ordered into the incident. Blackwater founder Eric Prince's controversial proposal to privatize a large portion of the U.S. war in Afghanistan is being met with growing opposition in Kabul and Washington. President Trump reportedly considering the proposal as part of a months-long review of the war in Afghanistan, where the U.S. is locked in a stalemate with the Taliban after 16 years of fighting. Voices are in violence that is erupted in Nairobi, Kenya's capital, the slums, after incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was confirmed president. Reuters' Scarlett Zvivanovich has more.
At least 11 people are believed to have been killed by police, including a young girl in Mathari, who a neighbor said was caught by sporadic shots. The opposition on Saturday accused security forces of killing more than 100 people, but the party didn't offer any proof. The unrest is in areas loyal to opposition leader Raila Odinga, whose party is rejecting the results of Tuesday's vote.
Many Kenyans fear an upset in the violence that followed the 2007 contested election. Canadian pastor Hyung-Soo Lim, that is, who was imprisoned in North Korea for more than 2 years, quietly returned to his home in a Toronto, Canada suburb on Saturday following a long journey on a private government jet via Japan. His son James was there when his father returned.
It was surreal in the beginning to witness my father coming off of an airplane after 2.5 years.
Lim, formerly the senior pastor of one of Canada's largest churches, had disappeared on a mission to North Korea in early 2015. He was sentenced to hard labor for life in December of 2015 on charges of attempting to overthrow the North Korean regime. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.